Lakeland business and labor leaders rallied today against plans for a deal between CSX and the state of Florida for a commuter rail line in the Orlando area. About 170 people held signs and chanted in downtown Lakeland's Munn Park next to the rail line shared by CSX and Amtrak. Julie Townsend is the executive director of the Downtown Lakeland Partnership. Soon after the Amtrak train departed from the Lakeland station en route to Tampa, Townsend said that the cost to Florida's taxpayers of the CSX deal had gotten out of control.
We want to not give CSX $650 million in corporate welfare. We need to worry about the tax cuts and the budget cuts that we are facing in this state. CSX just reported that their revenues are $2.7 billion. You think they're hurting for money? I don't think so.
Townsend thanked Representative Paula Dockern and Senator Dennis Ross, both Republicans from Lakeland, for their help in opposing the CSX deal, and she said she's asking that the project be put on hold. One reason is because of an amendment added to the deal in the Florida House that made the state financially responsible for accidents on the commuter rail line, even if CSX is at fault, Townsend said.
I think all Florida taxpayers should be in an uproar. It's just unprecedented for us to take on the liability of that private company for any errors and mistakes that they would make. So Alex Sink, our CFO, is against it. So I think, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not an accountant, but I trust that if she doesn't think it's a very good plan for the citizens of Florida, that we should probably take a closer look at that.
The CSX deal was part of Monday's agenda in the House Policy and Budget Council. According to their staff report, the State Department of Transportation would have to, quote, purchase $200 million in liability insurance related to the CSX commuter rail project. The annual premium is expected to be approximately $2 million, which could be partially offset with user fees paid by CSX for freight operations in the corridor, end quote. Gary Cease is a spokesperson for CSX Transportation in Jacksonville.
Well, you have to look carefully. It's a very complex provision, and folks aren't interpreting it correctly all the time. There's no immunity provided. It's an insurance policy that we've had in place in South Florida for the Tri-Rail commuter system for 20 years, and it's worked very, very well for both the state and CSX. And our proposal is to extend that insurance provision to the Central Florida commuter rail system. And all it is an equitable division of the additional risk that you always get when you introduce passengers onto a freight line.
Under the deal, the state would purchase access to CSX's rail lines in Central Florida and pay for the construction of an alternative route for CSX freight through Lakeland to a proposed new integrated logistics center near Lake Wales. Wally Crewson lives in Lake Ashton, 2 miles from the proposed facility. He said the entire deal is just a way to get taxpayers to fund a project that CSX wants and will increase train and truck traffic in Polk County.
They're going to have trucks come over from Port Manatee and Tampa. And there are no major roads from that particular area over here. So the roads, there'll have to be roads built by somebody. And it's still going to be a huge amount of traffic that's going to be on the roads in Polk County.
Some of the signs at the rally read, "Pay our teachers, not CSX," "Commuter rail is good, but this deal is bad," and 54, not 4 more trains. Susan Nash works for the city of Lakeland and is concerned that the train traffic through the city will increase to over 50 per day.
They put an awful lot of work into downtown Lakeland over the last 10 years, and I hate to see them throw all that away with 50 trains going through here all day long. It's just not right.
But CSX's Gary Cease insists that Lakeland will see an increase of only 4 trains per day and that CSX will work with other groups to upgrade the signals so that the city of Lakeland can qualify for a quiet zone.
There are 16 trains that on average that go through Lakeland every 24 hours with the establishment of the Winter Haven Terminal and the transfer of some freight trains to the line that goes through Lakeland, that will amount to additionally 4 trains over a 24-hour period. So you're going from 16 to 20.
John Gage is a member of the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen in South Florida and said that he would lose his union job if CSX makes a deal with Florida.
It's a chance for CSX to do an end run around the union. We know for a fact, and I have the document with me today, from the secret notes between FDOT and CSX, that one of their explicit goals was to get rid of our jobs and go to non-union contract labor because it's more It's cheaper and it's more cost efficient. That was one of the underlying things. The problem with moving our jobs is you move a certain level of safety and protection.
Julie Townsend of the Downtown Lakeland Partnership called the CSX deal bad government, which would result in a freight superhighway through Lakeland. But it would even affect Florida's West Coast residents, Townsend said, by making rail lines to Tampa nearly impossible.
We've built a train station years ago in downtown Lakeland, specifically for commuter rail, for the expectation of it. So Orlando's commuter rail project is wonderful in the sense that it is the first leg of the future of mass transit in our state, in at least in the central part of our state. But it's not a good plan. It fails to connect to us and to Tampa, and the fact that the S line is going to be filled with freight, that is your line to Tampa. So it cuts off essentially commuter rail for in the future for Tampa, and that is bad.
Julie Townsend told WMNF that the CSX deal could fail in the Florida Senate before the end of the legislative session.
It is not been brought forth in any committee in the Senate, and there's a reason for that. The reason is that they don't have the votes. So we are very hopeful that this thing will die on the Senate floor, and that's another reason why we're having it this week. We've got 2 weeks left in the session. We need to help pray and wish that they stand firm on the no and kill this deal for us so we can come up with a better plan that serves all of Florida, not just a chosen few in Orlando.
To learn more about CSX, visit CSX.com. To learn about the Downtown Lakeland Partnership, visit downtownlakelandfl.com. For WMNF News, reporting from Lakeland, I'm Sean Canan.